Okay, the meeting is called to order. We have one item on the agenda, which is an ordinance related to zoning regulations for transitional housing and permanent supportive housing. This matter was held from the last meeting, and the drafter was instructed to prepare a new substitute. And that's in front of us. Jeff, would you like to provide an explanation of the main changes?
Okay, I revised both definitions of permanent supportive housing. I took out the reference to industry standards. And the other definition, transitional housing, I eliminated the word usually and just said for purposes of this definition, temporarily means not more than 24 months. The whereas clauses are completely different, and Mike Meyerly can speak to those. And I added a reference to the transitional housing and the fire inspection requirement in Chapter 214. And I believe that's it. Those are the only changes of substance.
Limited use standard was taken.
Oh, yes, and I removed the limited use standard because we now have the fire inspection requirement in its place.
Any comments from members?
Oh, I have a small issue. And that is the whereas clauses is missing. I think the part dealing with permanent supportive housing is fine. The part dealing with transitional housing is missing a description of who is the benefited class. It talks about it provides temporary supervised residential treatment to adult clients, it's necessary, etc. But it doesn't say who the clients are, why they need this kind of housing. What's the real purpose of this kind of housing? I think that would assist all of us and the public in a better understanding of what this housing is supposed to do and why it's worthy of our attention. I think you've done that with permanent support. It probably was just an oversight. Easily.
Well, I can comment on that if you like. My name is Mike Meyerly. I'm a planner with the Department of City Development. And with me today is, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Deborah Kraft. I'm the Deputy Director and Legal Counsel for Community Advocates Public Policy Institute. And we, for the last year and a half, have been working with DCD to come to this point in drafting the ordinances.
I think the reason for the slightly different treatment of those two definitions is that permanent supportive housing is a new concept in zoning code. Transitional housing is really renaming and tweaking transitional living facilities. I did, at an earlier draft, have something in there to the effect of some of the housing. Some transitional housing was found to be lacking, not meeting standards of safety and decency.
Well, that's not really what I'm addressing. I'm just addressing the fact that we don't really know what this category is, what it's addressed toward, what people it's supposed to benefit.
With the fact that we already have a type of transitional living facility in the code that this is replacing, the fact that we've already kind of accepted its need.
Well, do we have something in the code that describes what transitional housing is for, or could be read to describe what it's for?
Well, we have the existing definition of transitional living facility, which this is, these two things are replacing. So I mean, I guess the fact that there is precedent for something of this nature in the code.
It's too attenuated, I think.
I thought the simple solution would be to take something from the existing transitional living facility definition that would be applicable to your issue.
Yeah, and just
I don't know that there is anything in here, though, that accomplishes that.
No, that's why I'm saying that it would only be maybe one whereas clause that would say, whereas transitional housing is designed to blank.
Right, and like I say, the simplest approach would be to take the existing transitional living facility definition and fill in that blank. However, as I read this,
it doesn't fit.
Right,
yeah,
it does not fit.
So, well, put it this way, if we can't very simply describe it, then we shouldn't be dealing with it in an ordinance of this type.
Right.
Yeah. The client base.
Who are they and why
who
do
are
they
and why they need it? That's basically it.
Maybe I assume the client base is similar to, if not identical to, the other client.
But it just doesn't come through.
Why don't we talk substance here instead of editing for a moment here? Transitional housing, to our understanding, does serve a broader population than permanent supportive housing in that there are populations that are either, they all overlap, okay, but still, they may be homeless or at risk of homelessness.
Which is what you have in
the be treated for some sort of mental illness, including but not limited to, what do you call it, substance use disorder. And there is also a post-corrections population. I don't know what quite the term is. I think you put it well once, Stu, in one of our meetings leading up to this. It's a halfway house. So
well,
those are four components that might shed some light on it?
Yeah, that's fine. All I'm asking is that we put it into one of the clauses here.
Yeah, I understand
so
that.
So the reader can understand what categories we're talking about. That'll do it.
Do you see any problem with that?
No, I didn't. The problem was just in our internal group.
However you want to describe it, as long as there is a description, satisfy me.
Is that adequate for Jeff to take on, or should we put a sentence together
and put it here so that you don't come up with something that's too busy?
Well, why not? You're saying that there's overlap. Why not just say, whereas transitional housing is designed to serve the class of clients served by permanent supportive housing, and also the following additional categories of persons, if that's accurate.
Yeah, I believe so. Or you could omit the permanent supportive housing reference and just list the four groups as I just did.
Or
just say the homeless and at risk of homelessness.
Yeah. You could say individuals transitioning out of the correctional system.
I think our,
who have mental health or other disabilities and are homeless or at risk of homelessness. And then we have to put, I'm sorry, Stu.
I'm saying transitioning out of the correctional system.
Mm-hmm. And that's the last category.
Is it necessary?
I thought it excluded.
See, I mean, it is all part of transitional housing. It's just that correctional facilities are not permitted as a matter of right. They'd have to get both.
All right. How about transitioning out of supervision by the correctional system or something like that? Or is that accurate?
That's exactly the case.
Yeah.
What the challenge of understanding the corrections process has been kind of daunting for us. There are corrections, I don't know if I should use the word facilities or whatever, there's in the community that are treating people that are still in the correction system, and then there are people who have exited that are finding difficulty finding housing in the corrections department.
How about persons who have been released from correctional institutions? Or is that accurate?
Does that conflict with the stuff you've been doing with pre-release?
Well, the term released implies that they are done with DOC.
Yeah,
when we're dealing with a large population of those who are pre-discharge housing.
But with the new definitions, though, will all these pre-release facilities in effect be the new definition of transitional housing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, in other words, we really can't use the term pre-release. We have, I don't know if, Mike, you're aware of the stuff that Ron had been working on. There are a lot of these facilities out there where people who are within a couple of months of being permanently released from the correctional system are in what we call now transitional living facilities throughout the city. So they're not, they really haven't been released from prison yet.
But you're saying they are in transitional?
They are in, under our current definition of transitional living facilities. They're currently coming to BOSA now. Some have been in existence for years without our knowledge of
anyone. Right, because so. You were enforcing, right? That's
right.
How.
Right.
Right.
That's.
Yeah. Under the limited use standards for transitional housing, it's C4, residents should not be under the supervision of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections or any. Why don't you use that language?
Well, that's no, because that is only for that particular case where they avoid being a special use.
That's exclusion.
Right.
I'm trying
yeah.
to get the inclusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would include them otherwise.
Right, residents under the supervision of
okay.
Wisconsin Department of Corrections or any organization under contract with, et cetera, to use the same language that you're carving out.
Or just stated in the positive.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if it's accurate, sure.
What does it sound like to you, Ed and Ron? You guys have more depth with
yes.
This. Yeah, as long as it still captures the the people who are coming out of the correctional system, so that in effect they are still under
supervision.
Exactly,
right.
And also under city ordinance that they'd have to probably get approved through Board of Zoning Appeals or something like that. And if the whereas clause mentions that you're talking about homeless people with mental illness and people somehow tied to the correctional system. I assume that meets Stu's whereas.
Oh, yeah. If that's complete, are there any other categories?
I just didn't want to say released from the present, from the.
All right. Or would it be persons who have been released from correctional institutions but are still under the supervision of DOC? Is that the category?
Is that, okay. I mean, technically, though, and Ron, you chimed in on this, these ones that you've been dealing with. They are still technically, they may be released from their cell,
right.
But they are still.
They're still on paper.
They're inmates.
Yeah.
They're considered inmates, and their location
right.
is in the community at large.
Or you could say certain individuals that remain under the supervision of the Department of Corrections. Just leave it at that without further specification.
Now, just for the record, the transitional living facility ordinance that this replaces fits those Department of Corrections clients, but does not specifically enumerate them in the definition.
You don't need to, in a whereas clause, you don't need to enumerate a precise definition.
Right, so I'm just saying, do we really need to enumerate Department of Corrections clients? Isn't it sufficient to say broad-based at-risk population in need of temporary treatment, services, supervision?
That's too indefinite.
Monitoring? That's what's in the ordinance
now.
Yeah, that's too indefinite. I'm trying to strike a balance.
But isn't that what we have for permanent supportive housing, that same terminology?
Yeah, but except permanent supportive housing actually does fit that terminology. This is, you're talking about it's a very specific.
But from what my understanding, they're talking about either outside. outside the correctional system, or they could still be under supervision. So that's the whole.
Yeah, if we just, if we backed away and from the definition of transitional living, where it says these are people who need services beyond the level of room and board, but less than nursing care as a condition of their stay. Can't we use that as a whereas clause? And then it creates the flexibility of,
I have to see the language.
Well, I just read I just took that out of the definition of transitional housing.
That seems rather vague.
No, it's, I mean, we've tested this for years. It's been highly effective in terms of even under the scrutiny of legal challenge, the language contained in transitional living facility enumerates a number of categories of clients. And it, in our opinion, Department of Neighborhood Services, it was all encompassing. There's very few, I guess I would say, transitional housing situations that do not fit into one of these categories.
Is this going to be replaced with a transitional housing definition?
Actually, both of the new things are replacing this.
I don't like, I suppose you can use it. I don't like it. I favor specificity.
Mm-hmm. But remember, this is a whereas clause, not a definition.
I know.
Yeah.
Take some of this out of the definition. I guess if you want to put something that says at-risk individual suffering from mental illness or in other circumstances that require these sorts of services, maybe we can use that. Because you had a good definition of persons with mental illnesses. I forget how you read it, if you read that again.
Okay, I said who have mental health conditions or other disabilities and are homeless or at risk of homelessness.
Why not say go back to the
mental health conditions.
Or other
disabilities.
Or who face other circumstances.
Okay.
So let's put that in there.
Well, it's mental health.
Right.
I hate to be as technical as
that. No, that's okay.
But it's also including other disabilities. So maybe we could say mental health conditions or other disabilities and who are at risk.
Well, the problem is that
or
transitioning out of the correctional system is not a disability. That's why I want to use the term circumstances.
Or, right. I'd encompass mental health conditions or other disabilities as one clause, and then insert your clause.
Okay, so how would it read?
Mental health, disabilities, other disabilities, or other circumstances. Right?
That's fine.
Say it again.
Mental health, disabilities, or other circumstances.
That's fine. All right, that's okay.
Still trying to understand the totality of this whereas clause, though. Is it going to be something like the city of Milwaukee or the Common Council finds that the city of Milwaukee is in need of transitional housing, which serves, and then this list? I mean, because you mentioned
that
it needs
that
to mention a need. There's a need for this, too.
Yeah.
You haven't said that.
Hold on. Why not just say you've got it in the next one? It's necessary to maintain safe and decent sanitary living conditions. You know, just say that whereas these individuals are in need of safe
that's different than what it says. It says inspection of these.
Inspection. All right.
There's more than just inspection going on.
Well, no, I think just say they are in need of, it says here provides temporary supervised residential treatment to adult clients in need of such services, including, and then list the categories.
Yep.
Yeah, you can just merge it in with that. You've already got that part in there.
Well, now that sounds great.
What's the including?
All right. The including is are your categories.
Oh, mental health conditions.
Yeah.
Could we use conditions, Jeff, instead of mental health disabilities?
Yeah.
Mental health conditions or other disabilities.
Mental health issues or something.
Because Mike's point is that some of these folks have not been formally diagnosed.
Yeah, disabled is a term of art.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mental, either issues or conditions are all right.
Yeah, great.
Temporary supervised residential treatment. Now, that's fine. Adult clients in need of such treatment, including, or you could say including but not limited to if you want more flexibility, and then list the categories. Sorry to hold it up. It's just, this has got to be an integrated whole.
This is good.
Yeah, I would do including but not limited to, because frankly, I'm not sure that we've captured everybody.
There may be some others.
There's always something that's going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your organization's not dealing with it.
Yeah. My point is, if someone challenges this thing, you got to be able to say here, it says so right in the ordinance, this is why you need it.
Mm-hmm. I think, really, Stu, to be very candid, I think you've picked up on something that reflects kind of the history of this process, where we really were focused initially on the homeless problem, and that took us into the transitional living facility business, where we hadn't spent as much time researching and understanding it. So, yeah.
There's some overlap, but one is focused on homeless. The other is focused on people in temporary situations. That's why it's temporary housing. And the idea for that group is that they're going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really two different populations.
Well, and in some instances, some of this population, like the population we serve, moves into permanent supportive housing out of temporary, out of the transition.
Yeah, that's the goal, to find something permanent.
Yeah.
Or to let them find market housing,
depending
on what they're capable of it. Okay, are you all set?
Not really. So we're talking about four different classes now, or... Should I just work that out with Mike, or do you want to have it?
Well, no, why don't you read it back? I think we had it.
Yeah.
What I would say, you got to the part, because I can't write that fast, to the including.
Including, yeah.
Yeah.
If you got to the part including, I would say mental health conditions or other disabilities, comma.
Say individuals with.
Individuals with mental health conditions.
Right. Or affected by.
Or other disabilities, comma, and then your clause that had to do with...
Other circumstances.
Read the mental health conditions.
Mental health conditions or other disabilities.
Comma. Or other circumstances.
That have rendered them homeless or at risk of homelessness? Is that how the rest of
Let's go back to mental health conditions or other disabilities... who are homeless or at risk of homelessness, comma.
Right, because the at risk only applies to the mental health category. Comma.
Okay, that's encompasses that population. And then yours, or other...
Or are affected by other circumstances.
Right, and that gets...
That indicate a need for such treatment. Back to the treatment, the first clause, the first part of what you're asking us. It's about as broad as I can make it.
Yeah, I think that'll do it. It's deep.
Okay, so the correction stuff, that's totally.
Yeah, that's going to be subsumed under other circumstances. Okay, why don't you read it back, Jeff, so we make sure you got it.
All right. Whereas transitional housing provides temporary supervised residential treatment to adult clients.
In need of such treatment.
In need of such treatment, including but not limited to individuals with mental health conditions or other disabilities who are homeless or at risk of homelessness, comma, or are affected by other circumstances that indicate a need for such treatment.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
One more time. If you can just read one more time.
Whereas transitional housing provides temporary supervised residential treatment to adult clients in need of such treatment, including but not limited to individuals with mental health conditions or other disabilities who are homeless or at risk of homelessness, comma, or are affected by other circumstances that indicate a need for such treatment, semicolon.
Close enough.
The affected by is the DSC population, by other circumstances.
Right, yeah, right.
Kind of vague.
Right.
Or anybody else.
That would be just added on to the existing whereas clause, fourth from the end, so you don't need a new whereas clause.
I'm ready to make a motion unless anyone has any other comments here.
Go ahead.
I move that the proposed ordinance meets the zoning code technical committee criteria as amended by this body. I move that this ordinance meets the zoning, the ZCTC criteria as amended by this body here today.
Seconded with the amendment.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the motion carries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's no change in the definition. Just.
No, just in the whereas.
Right.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned.
Can we ask some counsel from, as long as we have all this expertise at the table? A question came up yesterday in our discussions. In the definition for transitional housing, where it says less than 24 months, if someone were providing treatment for people where it was, longer than that, do they become a prohibited use?
Yes.
Or,
yes. If you don't comply with the zoning code, you're a prohibited use.
That still gives
unless
you the opportunity
defined
to go to
special
POSA
use.
As variance, though.
Yeah, it's you get a variance, but you'd have to get a variance. Very hard to get.
Okay. Well, it's a hypothetical case. We don't know of any of those, but we're just trying to, you know, cover the whole landscape. So,
yeah.
All right, thank you.
I understand.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.